is it about an Uber ride that makes us confess?
Okay, let's try to form a connection. Ask him something original, something no one else would ask.
So, how long you been driving for Uber?
Job stress, family matters, relationship troubles.
Nailed it.
Leave it all in the back seat with Anna and Raven's Uber Therapy on Star 99.9.
Raven and I realized that our Uber drivers tend to give us the best advice out of anybody we've ever met before.
Uh-huh. Loose lips usually sink ships. But when I get in a car and I start spouting off the mouth late at night, these guys have got the best information that I could get.
Joining us, it's Ryan and Anthony. They're an engaged couple that drive for Uber. You guys are always giving advice, even though you're not licensed therapists.
Yes, all the time.
Yep, every day.
We solicited a couple weeks back and we asked people to send us emails, basically any kind of topic they needed advice on. And we received one email. It said, "Dear Uber drivers, my fiance's best friend is a guy, and no, he's not gay. She has several male friends, most of which she has had some type of dating history with. She claims that men and women can be friends and nothing is going on with them. And I do trust her, but I still don't feel comfortable when she hangs out with them, especially alone. I don't talk to any of my exes or have any friends who are women that I hang out with alone. Am I overreacting about this and should I be worried?"
Getting into a relationship, trust has to be developed.
Yes.
From the beginning. If you're not comfortable with somebody, I say to sit down and speak with your significant other about it.
She's exactly right. You know, you want to have that conversation. You definitely want to put it on Front Street. You're uncomfortable. Space out that time. Let them know, you know, check in.
This is something that I feel like if you have things, good energy in your relationship, this is going to bother you less. Like, if you and your significant other are friends and have a healthy respect for each other, it's not just about the fact that I'm not going to do something that's going to hurt you or whatever. It's that you realize that men and women can be friends. And as you get older in life, it's almost a requirement.
Would you let Ryan hang out with her ex-boyfriend if she wanted to?
I probably wouldn't.
Right, I'm so glad you told me.
I can tell that there's like three people, and Ryan is thinking about Anthony. And she's like, "Oh, I cut her if she came around."
I'll be waiting downstairs.
Thing is that if you make it a deal, like you say, "I am not comfortable with you hanging out with this person," and they still do it, I feel like that's a problem, because
I feel like that's now you're disrespecting. You know, it's a line you're crossing.
But it's also obligation when you have a friend. It's like, "I've been friends with this person before you." Gotta have that boundaries, and definitely don't want to cross them, because you don't want to have that relationship tangle every time you're hanging out, every time they're going out. Now you're like, "What are you doing?"
Now there's just tension, especially when you guys all eventually hang out together. You'll just feel the tension.
Exactly.
All right, we're going to have more Uber Therapy with Ryan and Anthony tomorrow here on Star 99.9. If you have an issue you want them to address, you can send me an email, annaandraven@star999.com. And hey, we're going to hook somebody up with a $50 gift card to Uber. Call us right now at 1-800-330-9999. Tell us the phrase that pays, and it's yours.
Star 99.9, Land Rover, Milford.